Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ngayon si Roxanne Yap Doran na nagtayo ng takeaway kiosk at Filipino Fusion Cafe sa Perth. Kamusta, Roxanne? Hello!
Hi, Teta. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Dahil finally, napagbigyan mo kami. Kailan ba nagsimula itong negosyo ninyo?
Playvas started December 2023. More than a year now.
I wanted to know, was this a full-on business or sinimulan mo ba siyang side hustle?
Full-on business. We are actually beside Lucky Shag, which is a pub bar. Really famous pub. Then, tambayan namin yun. We now and then look at that shop before. It used to be a little ice creamery malapit mismo sa Elizabeth Quay. It's one of the landmark in Perth where, you know, tourists and people visited. So, nandun kami right at that beautiful Swan River. Especially the kiosk is right in front of the water. Always like looking at that shop. I said, I want to do all market. You're doing markets around barbecue stuff like that. I try to ask kung merong available at that time, and then good thing that shop said it was not posted, but if you're interested, then do your fusion business you would like to try there. And then we try to do proposals. Story short, nakuha namin yung space. Sige, hindi naman siya walang masyadong Asian around, so I said, okay, I'll try to introduce our Filipino cuisine and just little street foods, and so that would be the first Filipino shop in the heart of Elizabeth Quay. Try lang.
Yes. Ako, ikaw ba may experience in running a business? Or is this really your first time? Try
it. This is honestly my first time. Palakasan lang ng loob. Way back in the Philippines, I've been in bank industry, insurance industry. I just tried to get a culinary course from the Philippines before I migrated here. Wala ako talagang totally experienced. But I do like small business in the Philippines at home while working in a bank. Pero I do like, you know, baking cupcakes. That's my small business there. I do love cooking. Masarap naman magluto talaga, mga Filipino flavorful and savory. So I tried it here. And good thing, I used to work also in the kitchen here at a yacht club. He gave me really a good opportunity to learn a Western way. So that's why I try to do fusion as well. Adopt also Westerner. Kasi if I wouldn't try, I wouldn't know.
Ano yung risks, no? When you get into this kind of business?
First, financially. Spend money to make money nga. So, first of all, you have to consider all the finances. And second thing is a permit. Kasi it's not here in Australia. It's so hard. That's why I give so much respect with all the food businesses. Hindi siya madaling i-comply. And then the standard of Australia is not that really easy. But once you try to get whatever you need, you get approval, you start to set up, sweet. Na makapag-start. But then, it never stops on that. The risks also are, of course, yung food ba is ma-adapt or magugustuhan ba ng mga customers ko. And then, I have to consider also the food traffic that I have in the area. Mga the way to do all the stocks and order suppliers. So, how do you do it? Kasi, syempre, they have also requirements of a minimum orders and stuff. The risk is really a lot.
So, ngayon, kamusta naman ang negosyo? How has business been so far?
So far, it's good. And then still, every day, learning curve. Thing is, because there are some from Interstate, because they saw it in TikTok, they saw it in Facebook, they saw it from friends of friends. And then, what is really so touching is with all these Westerners at the same time. Because they said, I've been in the Philippines already and we love the food. And then they try to Google, you know, Filipino food nearby, bloggers already to come there inside the shop, and it was like really sweet to feel na they appreciate it and they try to promote it.
How do you deal with competition?
With competition, kailangan i-consider mo o malalaman mo like may mga bagong restaurant. Kaya mine is just a takeaway kiosk. Kailangan ko pa rin makipag-compete, especially like meron akong coffee or cafe na binibenta. Sa mga restaurants, lahat may coffee na ino-offers, takeaways, kasi yung area namin, pinaput trap na meron kami doon yung mga nagta-travel by boat ferry going to Rottnest Island. Yung mga easy takeaway shop nearby, you have to be competitive. Yung ganda ng quality ng kape mo, price mo, and as much as kailangan kong gawin na Filipino lang from the very beginning, medyo hindi siya nag-work masyado. Then yung foot traffic everyday kasi, understand and manage also kung ano yung mostly ng traffic ko. Kailangan bigyan mo sila ng more familiar na product. And then yung competition around sa amin, it's more on talagang coffee, easy takeaway, grab and go na mga food. Kailangan kong i-adapt. Kaya from Filipino Grill, now I'm rebranding toward Fusion para to lessen the risk and be competitive.
I love the fact na naisip mong mag-rebrand. How did you package the image of your business when you started versus how it was after you rebranded?
For kasi, because I know that I'm the first Filipino shop dun sa area, which is nakaka-proud. From Filipino Grill, gusto ko lang before is lagyan ng barbecuean kasi like, gusto ko, ang target ko at first is munta sila doon. And then, kasi alam mo naman, mga Pilipino, minsan grupo-grupo din. Pag nagpuntahan, family-family, and lalaki ng mga family din natin dito. Gusto ko nang ganun, pumunta ang mga Pilipino sa isang typical, usual na street food barbecuehan natin. But may quiet time dito. Sa mga food business, in the morning, it will get busy, like starting 6:37, and then hanggang 9 o'clock. And then, gonna be quiet a bit, like 9 to 10, 11, and then 11 ulit mag-i-start. Start na naman siya hanggang 2 o'clock. And then quiet I am again from 3 to 5 o'clock. So normally, nagko-close sila hanggang 2:30 lang. Or the most 3 o'clock, 3:30, hanggang ganun lang. Being everyday in the shop, nagko-close, nakikita ko and na-experience ko yung mga Westerners na at that time, dun palang minsan nagiging busy. So it's a bit tricky. That time dapat magko-close na ako. Pero dun dumadating ang mga Westerners. Kasi nga siguro dahil yung iba close na. I have to decide na kailangan kong nang grab and go at the same time. Yung Fusion, I want to inject, of course, yung Filipino food natin like spring rolls. They love spring rolls. And then my shop, I do have three options. I have vegetables, pork meat, and then beef meat. Kaya naaliw sila. And then some, especially locals, bumabalik sila kasi...
How much did you allot for starting the business?
Never actually made alone. Mga machines na ginagamit namin like frozen yogurt. Siguro we started about 50 for like setting up and advance mga deposit. Ibang equipment kasi na outright binili namin. May ibang, of course, cash namin binili. Taman yung shop.
Upwards of 50,000. Final message mo, Roxanne, sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or yung mga gustong magsimula ng kanilang negosyo. Kausapin mo sila ngayon.
First of all, you have starting a small business is not easy, especially here in Australia. You have to be decided kung ano yung gusto mong gawin. Because I experienced that when I tried, I'm not per decided kung anong particular menu or kung anong ilalagay. Learning curves every day, and then you have to check, of course, your food traffic. The thing is, regardless of your menus, get sure you are prepared emotionally, mentally, physically, when doing the business that you want. If not, one day, mararamdaman mo, ma-experience mo na yung fear, ano, yung ginastos mo, yung risk, paano mo mababawi, or probably, i-give up mo na lang after setting it up. You have to prepare all the emotion. Other than that, check the necessary requirements, especially from the council. The checklist, everything, then also with your menus, search around yung mga suppliers, or kung hindi mo na kasi sometimes sa mga suppliers, they have like minimum requirements at the same time. Try to decide kung gagawin mo muna yon. I-check mo muna lahat kung kakayanin mo. If not, just do your own thing and then try to find a local market na makukuhanan mo ng mga allies mo. And then, of course, social media is very, very important. That's what I've learned and I'm still trying to learn and still doing it every single day. Then try to reach out and mga kakilala and kamahihiya na magtanong even sa mga business owners. But of course, you have to expect some rejection or some hesitance kasi may i-business din niya, especially with the Filipino community, may times pa rin na merong hindi tutulong sa'yo or medyo hesitant kasi they will see you as competition pa rin. Just be open-minded. Don't think bad about them kung ano kasi syempre you have to understand din at the same time. Kapag dinulungan ka, salamat. Pag hindi, salamat pa rin. End of the day, kung may ka-partner kayo with the business, you have to talk about everything, what needs to be done. Research times, you have to learn and understand na hindi dahil ito yung gusto mo, it will work out that way. You have to adjust then. Kasi at the end of the day, business pa rin tayo. So, kailangan na nating kumita.
Again, maraming salamat kay Roxanne Yap Doren. So, uulitin at tandaan nyo po mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.